97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. As we get a chance to chat with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Craig Bowler. Jack Bowler, how are you?
Hey, Bowler.
Scotty Hans, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You know what? Listening to that Guns N' Roses intro, I really thought both of you were playing air guitar after last week. after Tim's concert.
Yeah.
You know, Bowler, I was thinking about that this last weekend, all getting together. And I know you're not supposed to think more of a man after you meet their wife, but I'm telling you, I didn't think I could think more about you until I met your wife. And I'm like, he's even a better man than I thought he was. Like,
you're a good man.
That's an incredible woman right there.
Well, she's put up with a lot. There's no doubt about that. In fact, I'm not sitting here blowing smoke. All you guys, I mean, come on. What we do is kind of crazy, you know. Hours are crazy. Everybody has crazy hours. I get it. But it was fun to meet everybody. It really was.
Yeah.
Wise. Well, kind of put two and two together. Quite intriguing.
Like what?
It feels like you have more to say there, Bowler. Like,
what is she doing with him?
Well,
out kick the coverage there, gentlemen. No, all of us did.
But, you know, it was just good to have a little sense of normalcy, a live show, some music, a concert, and everybody together having a good time, man. It was great.
It was good. Yeah, it was a fun time. And Tim can rock it, man. Yeah. I talked to him the next day, and you couldn't even understand him. I mean, he was so hoarse. He put on two concerts back-to-back?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And he sounded like Axl Rose and maybe who's lead singer of Aerosmith? Why can't I remember it right off the top of my head?
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. He let it rip. I'll tell you that.
So JaVale McGee is going to be on Team USA. You fired up.
Yeah. Love's out. JaVale McGee in. Aren't they just trying to, I mean, get out of this thing? I mean, they're still what I read the other day. They're still favored to win in Tokyo. I'm not sure if that's actually going to hold true, but I guess we'll find out once they get over there.
What do you know about Keldon Johnson, the other addition to Team US?
Well, you know, I mean, a younger guy. These are some guys that are just kind of hidden, right? I mean, they're getting their chance, and that's the beautiful thing. I mean, remember when it was, all collegiate players, and it got to the point where, you know, the guys that are 17, 18 just couldn't compete against the European teams. And then they decided, let's go NBA stars. And I'm talking to the heavy hitters. So, it's a great opportunity for these younger guys to get over there and play. I mean, Kevin Love kind of surprised me, you know. Everyone's always been intrigued with Love, and I know he came out and said he had some issues with anxiety, which all of us can, I'm sure, relate to. Now he's got the cast, and I was a little surprised that, you know, after 12 days or how many days he was in Las Vegas, he decided just to stay out. So, Bradley Beal forced to drop out too. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure really if anybody. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd have a hard time preparing mentally to go to Tokyo, knowing the situation there and some outbreaks in the United States again, and no fans, too. I mean, it's really going to be, I think, a difficult situation. But, hey, this is the world we're living in right now. So, you know, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you feel like you got a hold on this thing and everything was going in the right direction, and then, boom, it blows up again. And
yep.
Now you got Los Angeles having masks, and it just feels like, can we just nip this thing in the bud? Because it kind of felt like the same way last year. We were talking about a college football season, and then all of a sudden cases skyrocketed, and then all heck broke loose again. So,
well, the Yankees, six players, COVID positive, so they had to cancel, postpone game. Could be games. It's you know, just when you think we're on the brink of normalcy, we're trying to get there, we get a setback. You know, I was looking at the map last week, or what's today? Yeah, Friday, so it was Monday, I guess it was, that, you know, one of the epicenters is really kind of my hometown, right outside Springfield, Missouri, and that's where kind of they've had a lot of issues too. So, Yeah, I wish we could just nip it, as Barney Fife would say in the old days on Andy Griffith, nip it in the bud, but we haven't been able to. Well, I updated myself big time on that line.
Yeah, a little bit, Buller.
Sorry,
yeah.
Man.
No, 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 well, you're all good.
To watch MeTV or TV Land, check out Andy. Yeah.
Hey, obviously, Buller, one of the bigger stories that's really starting to swirl right now is Damian Lillard and potentially forcing a trade out of Portland.
Right.
Just give us your thoughts on Damian, how long he's been with Portland, his attitude, what you expect to see in this potential push of a trade.
Well, Hans, you know, it's maybe a surprise to hear, you know, the word force, because I really thought he was one of the guys that was there to stay. But I, you know, in the world we're living in, again, in the NBA world especially, where everything is about a championship, you know, look, I get it. It's about your legacy. It's about, you know, how you're going to be remembered and why you play this game. And everyone, Donovan, Rudy, everybody, Joe, everybody that is on the Jazz want to win a title. Same with every player in the NBA. I will give credit, though, to Damian. I believe 9 years just completed with the Blazers. You know, he has kept his mouth, you know, in check. I think he and C.J. McCollum, one of the most dynamic backcourt hands in the NBA. I mean, they score at will. They're both athletic, and we know what Damian Lillard's range is, right there with Steph Curry from three. But I think he's seen change with the Blazers, and at the same time, maybe they feel like it's time to break too. So, you know, you can only go so long. I think this is a great discussion, because you can only go so long with a certain group of players. Karlen John may have been, again, one of those strange occurrences, honestly. Carl jumped and went to the Lakers until he hurt his knee and was there for, what, half a year. But, you know, we think of guys being, let's just say, loyal to the extent of their fan base. But at the same time, they're trying to think it's a business, because they've been taught that right from day one, that it truly is. Unless you're that superstar status, players come and go and are moved like checker pieces at times. And most likely during this time of the season, that's going to happen here real quick when free agency opens and trades and all the above. So if Damian wants out, you know, it depends on how he does it, right? I mean, I think that's the other part of it, is if you can leave and thank your fans and thank the ownership group that it's time for a change and they get something back in return, I get it. But, you know, I think the biggest problem fans have is how it's done, and is it you know, dragged through social media, radio talk shows, and all the above. There's ways to get things done that will benefit not only him but everybody else. Now, if he came to the Jazz, people would flip, right? Because they know Damian from his days at Weber State, but you got two shooting guards instead of a true point. I don't know. We can always talk about true this, true that, but you know, if the combinations work. I mean, those are what, you know, GMs, you know, are paid to do, combinations, what works for a particular system. But getting back to answer your original question, I think he's been very professional from day one. I don't know him well. I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times on the floor. But, you know, he's a go-to-business guy. And I've always respected that, always prepared, always mentally into the game and a leader. And I think those are the things that I applaud, that he's always been a pro's pro from the minute he got onto the floor in Portland. So we'll see how this one works out. You know, we talk about this all the time, how Durant is just another case of jumping from OKC to Golden State. You know, he got his championships, tore the Achilles, went to Brooklyn. You know, we find out about, you know, people all the time about how they handle things in certain situations. So I think we'll get a good feel for how Damian, if he truly wants to get out of Portland, how he and the Blazers will handle it.
I think a lot of us looking ahead to the Mike Conley decision, obviously many reports out there that the Jazz are going to do everything they can to bring him back, yeah. Willing to spend money, willing to go into luxury tax to bring him back. And this is just speculating, and I know it's hard for you because you weren't able to travel with the team and get a lot of FaceTime with Mike this year. But I got to think, just based on the fact that there was some struggles last year going into a system and learning a system, the family, the way that it is now with kids in school, that's got to lean on a guy to kind of want to stay with with a team that he's been at for the last couple of years and not have to uproot the family and learn a new system again.
Yeah. No, Scotty, the Jazz have put a lot of time and effort into Mike Conley. And Mike Conley's put a lot of time and effort into the Utah Jazz. And look where it got him, his first, you know, all-star appearance in his 14th year. I thought he played his best basketball when he was healthy. I mean, this system fits him. Again, it goes down to what we were just talking about. Does he see, Hans and Scotty, a better opportunity someplace else to gain a title, to put that in his back pocket because age and father time are right on his hip and also on his hamstring, right? I mean, that's the other thing the Jazz have got away in this decision, too. What is his role? How many minutes? And who do you develop behind him looking ahead? If it's a two-year deal, all right, who do you get and start to develop to be in that position? Because also you have to appease a guy named Donovan Mitchell in this whole equation. I'm sure Donovan would love to see Mike back, but a healthy Mike Conley is what Jazz fans want to see. And we're still kind of playing the what-if game. If Mike was healthy, if Donovan was truly 100%, how far could have this team gone? We'll never know. But it's always, you know, something that lags in an off season of what-ifs, man. You know, we could be playing tomorrow night in the NBA championship. You know, I don't know. It's something we'll never get an answer to. But I like Mike. Mike is a perfect fit when he's healthy in this system. And I think we saw that. He struggled, man, in a big way, as you know, Scotty and Hans, in year one, because he was so used to having the ball in his hands, you know, in Memphis. But now he understands it's, you know, everyone can touch it and everyone can – you know, be part of the offense. It's just not him pulling the trigger. So, you know, I'm going to ask you both. I mean, this is a summer that we've never been through with a new ownership group led by Ryan Smith, obviously. And so if he's going to make the decision, right, it's a big money decision that puts him into the cap luxury tax. Not on the brink, but pretty heavy into it, yeah. Right?
Yep. Well, let me tell you from my angle on this, Buller. Just in the thought process of Ryan Smith, I mean, he still has to be calculating that Kawhi Leonard now is potentially out for the majority of next season.
The Clippers. I'm sorry, Hans. They may implode because of this injury.
They could. And then you've got Jamal, who's probably going to be out through at least half, if not more than half, with Denver. Maybe 50 games, 60 games, and then he's going to have to find his bearings with Denver. You got LeBron, who's continuing to age here in the West, and who knows where the Lakers will be. You do have, I think, Golden State that'll get back in the mix a little bit with Klay Thompson coming back. But if I'm Ryan Smith, I'm looking at the league, specifically the West, with injuries and potential. And I'm saying it's still the Wild West next year. I don't think there's an owner of the West next year.
No, I agree with you totally. Look, and the other piece of that puzzle is Chris Paul, who has been my biggest surprise to stay healthy throughout this season and postseason. Usually issues have popped up for Chris Paul in the last 2 years, and he has been able to stay healthy. And that's been, you know, one of the driving forces behind the Suns into the NBA Finals. But your point is well taken. Denver, not sure. Jamal, look, an ACL is a year. I mean, it's just the way it is. And even though they say Kawhi has a partially torn ACL, and Scotty, you know as well as I do, you're not going to put a player of that magnitude, of that value, back on the floor before he's totally healthy and you let the knee try to – it's never 100%, by the way. Once they go in and they repair, look, you're hoping for 90, 95. But once you have a knee operation, a shoulder, what have you can rehab all you want, Achilles. Now, someone will say, Buller, you're wrong because of Kevin Durant. Look, again, the way he plays the game is a little different. But – with what Kawhi does, I mean, I just think, again, you cannot push him, and I think that's going to really impact what the Clippers will become. There's talk that, you know, he's a unrestricted free agent? He can move, and someone like the Nets paid Durant $30 million, was it, to rehab his Achilles in the process? I mean, someone could take a dice roll on Kawhi as well. And that would be devastating to what the Clippers want to achieve with Paul George. So, hands to your point, it is open. And you know what? Ryan Smith, it still echoes in my head. Scotty, you remember this. On the day he took the team, He wants to win now.
Yeah.
It's not tomorrow or next week, or it's now. And so I don't think that he waits to really kind of see how things work out. There's a good core here. Does he make a bold move to add a really important piece? We'll wait and see. But if they've said Mike is on their list of importance, they understand what he brings to the team. He works well with Donovan Mitchell. But, you know, I still think you have to be concerned about, you know, his 15th year in the league coming up, 34, and some hamstring issues that have popped up, you know, throughout his latter years of his career. So who do you get? In my opinion, you can sign Mike, sure. But who do you get that is still able to take his place if he's only good for 60 games for the next couple of seasons? That's the question I have, too. And that's going to cost money, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's going to cost money. So if in fact, the you know, Ryan and Dwayne Wade, who's part of the ownership group, it's going to be really intriguing to see how aggressive they are. Because, again, I still think part of this equation is to show Donovan Mitchell, who starts his max contract, that they are on track to achieve a title. And that will be part of the discussion, if it hasn't already been, throughout the summer. I mean, it's going to be a short offseason, by the way. And, you know, the Jazz play their first preseason game the first week of October. I mean, we haven't even finished the finals yet. I mean, it's just around the corner. It's an amazing thing. It really is.
Well, hey, always a pleasure. Bowler, you're the best. Hopefully there's more times where we get to hang out at a concert.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It felt like it was supposed to be. I haven't been to a concert in 3 years.
Is ZZ Top still making the circuit? If so, we can get hands out. We'll watch that.
Yeah, ZZ Top, man. I think they're not coming to Salt Lake after they were in. Now they're, you know, I think Sacramento's the closest place. I was really looking forward to see the Def Leppard ZZ Top combo. But now I see that Def Leppard's with Motley Crue. You know, I don't know. But I'd drive a bus to Sacramento, Hans, if we want to go see ZZ Top.
How? Anything but ZZ Top. Like, literally, anything.
A road trip with Bowler.
His bag, right?
Like, I'd even go to the Eagles before ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a sacrifice right there.
Beard, the bug your hands? What is that? What is it?
I don't know. I've
hey, look.
Never liked their music.
I've known Hans for a long time. We've been doing this show for almost 8 years. And I can still not figure out or pinpoint is the music he likes and the movies he likes. Like, I can't. Like,
really?
There's some music where I think, oh, man, he's going to love this, and he hates it. And some movies I'm like, he's going to hate this, and he ends up liking it. So I can't,
hey,
I
Hans,
can't figure it out.
Tim Lacombe aside, what did you think of just the selections? Were there some songs that you liked? Was there others that you just kind of, like, turned your ears off on? Or?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of The Cure. And that might be really unpopular with a lot of people.
Did you like Billy Idol?
I like Billy Idol, yeah.
That was a good rendition of Billy Idol's White Wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought Stone Temple Pilots stuff, so, fantastic. I thought AC/DC stuff, fantastic. But I'm not a Cure fan. Are you? Are you guys a Cure fan?
I'm not necessarily a Cure fan.
No.
But you're a what are you a fan of, though, that always gets me?
Well, you hate Coldplay. I love Coldplay.
I hate Coldplay, yeah. No, there's no doubt. But there's some other – what's the man – oh, was it Depeche Mode you made us play?
Depeche Mode.
See, I thought if you like Depeche Mode, you'd like The Cure.
Love Depeche Mode. Do not like The Cure.
How about NXS?
Don't like NXS.
Don't like
– Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I like NXS.
No, I don't like NXS. I don't
like
Styx. NXS
kind of did that thing where they were kind of blending kind of the new wave but rock, and they were kind of working the middle. So I respected them for that.
Yeah, it was the middle. They would go outside the box and then back in.
But oddly enough, I like a little Mr.
Wow.
Mr.
Yeah. Mr.
Yeah, Broken Wings. Yeah. I do like a little Mr.
I can't. Now you know what I'm talking about here.
Now you can't figure this guy out.
I haven't even thought of Mr. since 1991.
Yes, you have.
No.
Oh, come on. They do some good stuff.
Broken Wings is about all I can think of. And I don't know if that's necessarily good or not.
If that's the only thing on the
Didn't they have some weird song like Kyrie?
Yes.
That one, yeah. Okay.
Bowler, you're the best.
Always on 1280, guys.
What is this, Mr. Mister? I'm out.
I'm out.
1280. There we go. Back to normal.
Okay.
Bowler, you're funny, man.
All right, Bowler.
We love you, brother.
Apparently no Mr. Mister bumpers coming up next. Or Bowler's out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tune in right now on my computer. I want Lloyd to play nothing but Mr. Mister the rest of the you guys got 2 hours plus, so yeah, it should be a fun show.
Well, and they only have two songs, so you're going to hear them a lot. So, Bowler, talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks,
right,
Bowler.
Have a great weekend. Later.
Craig Bowler Jack joining us on the Smart Rain guest line right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.